Hola, queridos socios del proyecto Learn and Play with ACT. Saludos desde Tenerife, España.
Hello, dear partner of the project Learn and Play with ACT. Greeting from Tenerife, Spain.
A continuación, nuestros compañeros de Croacia nos contarán un cuento.
Next, our partner from Croatia are going to tell us a story.
Recuerda que primero lo escucharás en inglés y luego en croata. ¿Están preparados?
Remember that you will hear the in English and in Croatian language. Are you ready?
There once lived a man and his wife. They were already getting old and still they had no children. They always prayed to God to give them a child. After 9 months, she gave birth. What do you think? A little frog. But even that made them happier than nothing.
The husband always worked in the vineyard, and the wife brought him his lunch every day. The mother was getting old, and she could not bring the lunch to her husband anymore. But her daughter, a little frog, said, "Mother, I can see you are old, that you cannot walk anymore, so give me the lunch, I shall go there."
And poor mother tell her, "Well, try if you can, but you are so small and lunch is so heavy." Little frog put the pot with lunch on her back. She carried and carried, and when she came to fence of vineyard, but she could neither open it or skip over it. She jumped to cherry tree and she started to sing. She was singing so beautifully. One would have thought it was a fairy singing. The father came and he ate his lunch.
The king's son passed by and heard a song. He asked an old man, "Please, tell me, who is singing so beautiful?" "Whoever that may be, if this man, he'll be my companion. If this girl, she'll be my sweetheart." And the old man tell him, "If I tell you, you'll be scared. But you look like a brave young man. It is my daughter Frog singing from the cherry tree." The little frog came down from the tree and started to sing again. The young man's heart leaped with joy and he told her, "Be my sweetheart. Tomorrow, my two brothers' girls will come to our home, and whoever of them brings the most beautiful flower, the king will give her and her fiance his kingdom. You come as my sweetheart, and take with you flower of your choice."
Next morning, little frog went to the sun and asked for dress of sunshine. She took an ear of corn and she went to the king's castle. As soon as she entered the city, the little frog turned into the most beautiful girl on earth.
The king came up to his oldest son's sweetheart and asked her what flower she had brought. She showed him a rose. He came up to his second son's sweetheart and asked her what flower she had brought. She showed him a carnation.
He then turned to the youngest son's sweetheart, noticed an ear of corn in her hand and said, "You have brought us the best and most useful flower. It is obvious you know that one cannot live without wheat and that you will manage your household well. Marry my youngest son who loves you and I shall leave my kingdom to him." And so the little frog girl became a queen.
Živeli jedno muž i žena. Već su starjeli, a nisu imali djece. Uvijek su se molili da dobiju bar jedno. Nakon 9 mjeseci žena je rodila, što mislite koga? Malu žabu, ali to ih je činilo sretnima.
Muž je uvijek radio u vinogradu, a žena mu je svaki dan nosila ručak. Majka je ostarjela i više nije mogla nositi ručak. Ali mala žabica je rekla, "Majko, vidim da si stara, da više ne možeš hodati. Daj mi ručak, ja ću ga odnijeti.
Majka odgovori, možeš pokušati, ali ti si mala, a jela je teško. Mala žaba stavila je lonac ručkom na leđa. Nosila je i nosila i došla je do ograde vinograda. Nije mogla ni otvoriti, ni preskočiti. Skočila je na drvo trešnje i počela pjevati. Pjevala je lijepo kao da vile pjevaju. Došao je otac i pojeo svoj ručak.
Tuda je prolazio Kraljević i čuo pjesmu. Obratio se starcu, molim te. Reci mi, tko to tako lijepo pjeva? Ako je čovjek, bit će mi prijatelj. Ako je žena, bit će moja ljubav. Starac mu odgovori. Ako ti kaže, mogao bi se oplašiti. Ali ti si hrabar. To pjeva moja kći. Mala se žaba spustila i počela pjevati. Mladiću je zaigralo srce i rekao je, budi moja ljubav. Sutra će dvije djevojke, moje braće, doći k nama. Koja donese najljepši cvijet, kralj će njoj i bratu dati kraljevstvo. Ti dođi kao moja ljubav i ponesi cvijet koji želiš.
Sljedećeg je jutra mala žaba otišla suncu i zamolila ga haljinu od sunčeve svjetlosti. Uzela je klip kukuruza i otišla u kraljev dvorac. Čim je ušla, pretvorila se u najljepšu djevojku na svijetu.
Djevojka najstarijeg sina kralju je pokazala ružu. Djevojka drugog sina kralju je pokazala karanfil.
Kralj se obratio o ljubavi najmlađeg sina. Ti si nam donijela najbolji i najkorisniji cvijet. Ti očito znaš da nitko ne može živjeti bez žita i značeš održavati svoje kućanstvo. Udaj se za mog sina i ostavit ću mu cijelo kraljevstvo. I tako je mala žaba postala kraljica.
Hasta aquí hemos llegado. Hasta la próxima.
Our program finish here. See you next time.